Well, I'm having a problem, so I can't read Brighton Rock by Graham Greene, which is a new poem I like.
Read that one.
Read that one? Okay. A Graham Greene fan, huh? All right. We'll go through it really quick. What? Oh, the poem. All right. We'll go through it really fast. So follow along in your hymn books here. Brighton Rock by Graham Greene. Pinky Brown must marry Rose Wilson to keep her mouth shut about the murder, which the cops don't know wasn't no accident. Pinky has a straight razor for slashing, a vial of acid for throwing into a snitch's face. He dies in the end of the book, I mean, where on the last page, Rose shuffles home from church, praying that her pinky has left her pregnant. Now, this kid, if he was ever born, joined a skiffle group in 62 called Brighton Rockers. Didn't make it big, though. Just local dances and do's. Rose, pink, brown, all non-elemental colors, shades of shame, melancholy, colors which, if you get caught loving too much, you get sent up to do time. Time, that crime you couldn't commit, even if you were or weren't born, and even and if your dad, he died with his sneer unshaken, his punk's pure soul unsaved. Every Sunday now in church, Rose slices her ring finger off onto the collection plate. Once the sextons have gathered enough bodily parts from the congregation, enough to add up to an entire being. You know how they do that in the Roman Catholic Church. I'm a good Protestant, but I know what goes on in there. Bloodletting and all sorts. The priest takes that entire being made of all the parts slashed, cut off themselves by the congregation. The priest substitutes that entire being for the one on the cross. They bring him down in the name of brown and rose and pink, sadness and shame. His body remade is yelled at and made to get a haircut, go to school, study to do each day like the rest of us crawling through this igloo of hell, and laugh it up, show pain a good time, and read Brighton Rock by Graham Greene. That's one of the painful, reading that is one of the painful